And now,
the rest of the story. One by one, the young students at Exeter Academy were called to stand and recite, and one by one they did, all except one. His name was Danny. At 14, Danny was a new arrival at Exeter. He knew all about the school's requirement of periodic declamations before the student body, and he was quite prepared for his own little speech, having rehearsed it privately for what had seemed like hours. And yet, when Danny's name was called, he couldn't even get out of his chair. When one of the instructors asked why he was not standing, Danny couldn't even respond. He was tongue-tied, terrified. He just sat there with the futile urgings of his teacher echoing in his ears, and later, alone in his room, he would sob bitterly. Danny was a country boy. That in itself might not have created so much trouble for him in school. The problem was Danny looked like a country boy. His classmates were always teasing him about his rural demeanor, his backwoods appearance. Danny had farm written all over his face. And yet the cruelty of those who might otherwise have been his friends were almost more than a country boy could bear. The youngster's farmer daddy had sacrificed so that his son could attend the prestigious Exeter Academy. At first, Danny was thrilled by the opportunity, but now he wished he'd never left the farm. Reminders of his anomalous presence were everywhere. The other boys were so refined in the way they acted, in the way they dressed, in the way they ate. They seemed so brilliant, solving complex mathematical problems, translating foreign language classics. The truth is, young Danny could hold his own academically. His self-consciousness got the better of him only when it came to public speaking. Time and again, he would be called upon to recite and couldn't bring himself to do so. Sometimes his instructors frowned, other times they just smiled. They realized Danny had conscientiously rehearsed and memorized his declamations, and yet when it came his turn, he could only sit glued to his chair, silent and sweating and bug-eyed. And that night he would usually cry himself to sleep. Then at the end of one term, Danny's teacher, Mr. Emery, stood before the class to announce the individual grades. Quarter summation, it was called. So-and-so had progressed through the term, so-and-so had not. Finally, Mr. Emery came around to Danny. And Danny prepared to gather up his books and take his cap down from the peg and leave the classroom, never to return. Somehow, the country boy had foreseen his expulsion from the academy. What teacher could possibly tolerate a tongue-tied pupil? Seeing the despondent expression on the boy's face, Mr. Emery quickly added that Danny was not being expelled. Danny was being promoted to the highest class in the academy. And this to the amazement of all present, especially Danny. And yet in the joy of the moment, he resolved that he'd prove himself worthy of that promotion. Mr. Emery would remain forever a close friend for the rest of Danny's life, and often they recalled the day that a certain young farm boy shook the stigma of his backwoods background, soon to untie his tongue, and then one day to be hailed as America's greatest ever orator. The man whose stunning speeches inspired the legend that he could talk the devil himself out of a soul. You've just seen what a little confidence can do for a tongue-tied country boy, because the man you've just met was Daniel Webster. And now you know the rest of the story.